This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
Welcome to the Untitled Pittsburgh Sports Comedy Podcast on the Bet Rivers Network. We are at Liveberg Studios, the Liveberg Sportsman's Lodge up here in Glenshaw. Our producer, Ben Stonium, is with us here on site. John, quick record check-in.
Oh.
Steelers.
7-7.
7-7. Total dog shit. It's a nightmare, and one of the few places in your life where you pull, you know, just little morsels of joy, excitement, hope, optimism.
Yeah.
Is now, the ground is sour there.
It is a brown field. There's probably like a clever steel joke that we could make.
Yeah.
But who even cares anymore? You want to know how this started for me? How the game experience, watching experience started for me? I'm a little out of it. The holidays, days, D-A-Z-E.
Nice.
I'm minding my business.
Like you do.
Like one does in the neighborhood.
Total business minder.
Taking out the trash. I see my neighbor buddy. He's got a backpack full of beer. He's got a little spring in his step.
Hell yeah.
And he's like, hey, man. And he hits me with a greeting. And then as we part ways, he says, hey, man, let's go. And he says, smash dick, full bush. Actually,
wow.
He said smash D, full B, which I appreciate because there's kids in the
Censored.
Neighborhood. Yeah. Good guy. And I'm like, yep, let's get the win tomorrow, man. And he says, tomorrow? No, dude. They play in an hour.
What?
Yeah, I totally...
You missed it.
I totally missed that we had a Saturday game. Like, if you would have, like, just earlier in the week, I don't know. I wasn't thinking about it. I'm like, 4:30? Okay. I'm like, really? I'm like, all right. You know, I was caught off guard, and I'm a little bit shook. By that experience.
I'm glad that you brought up the Saturday game thing. It was so weird. You know, the game's on a Saturday. You're like, okay, it's getting to that time of the year when the game could be any day.
Right.
Who knows?
Right.
But then to watch the shoddiest production of a football game.
I didn't like it.
A Rich Eisen fan.
It just wasn't.
Kurt Warner, I think, is fine. Kurt Warner, I respect him because, you know, his career had a lot of peaks and valleys.
Yeah.
And also, you're never going to, like, be on the toilet in the morning and read a headline like, Kurt Warner was shot dead leaving a whorehouse.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, maybe. you're never going to read, like, Kurt Warner was involved in a Social Security or welfare scandal.
He does the good guy bit, and you get the feeling that he, like,
he is
actually
a
good guy.
Yeah. Right. He seems like it.
Right. However, if he would have beat the Steelers in Super Bowl,
I would hate his guts.
Then
and I would
he's
hope
a piece of garbage.
That he was part of ripping off the entire state of Mississippi a la Brett Favre.
Yeah.
That whole game was so disjointed and terrible.
I didn't enjoy it.
It was like when you're really sick at home and you have a fever and you just throw on a movie you've seen like a million times.
Yeah.
And you're in and out of it. You're like, wait a second, why aren't they going to commercial?
Yeah.
Like, none of it made sense. They were like sleep paralysis demons. The Steelers have now lost three straight. Mm-hmm. The Cardinals, Patriots, Colts, each loss different and frustrating in its own self-contained way. The Cardinals, because they are innocuous, lovable losers. The Patriots, because if there was ever a good time to beat the Patriots, it's now while they suck. Mm-hmm. And the Colts, like, as a bit in the fourth quarter, running the ball down the Steelers' throat, 14 straight rushes with a guy who Rich Eisen and Kurt Warner are like, oh, Kurt, and here's Tyler Goodson. He was working on a crab boat last week. He gets a call from the Colts. He's here today, and he's just absolutely lighting it up.
Hasn't touched a football in 6 years. Just last week, he was busking outside of a local restaurant playing Wonderwall.
Tyler Goodson, this guy was selling Cutco knives last week.
Vector Industries.
Vector Marketing. He sent me a Facebook friend request, asked me what I would do if I could be my own boss. It's amazing to see him out here. He was the victim of some multi-level marketing scheme. And boy, he's out here just killing it against these Pittsburgh Steelers.
He was bedridden with diarrhea for so long that he lost. He actually had to learn to walk again just a week ago. Now look at him running buck motherfucking wild on the Pittsburgh Steelers.
We've reached the point in the season where anything is on the table. George Pickens is saying whatever he wants.
Not blocking. Somebody needs to talk to him. Like, it's not like a diva Antonio Brown thing to me. Like, for him to be like, I don't want to get hurt. Well, then it's like take that, like, keep going with that logic. You know what I mean? Right. If you're any team in the NFL, like, that's like a thing where, like, other coaches need to be calling and be like, yo, you got to tell this guy, like, what? Like,
right.
Bench him. Like, if I was another coach on another team, I'd be like, nah, dog, you can't do that. What?
I mean, if you extrapolate that logic out, it's like, well, then you can't play football.
Yeah. Right?
You know, you can't... People have... I don't know.
I'm so sad, dude, but it's happening, isn't it?
It's all happening.
The Pickens thing, though, in particular.
I mean, a lot of these ills are solved with winning.
Yeah, but he hasn't earned it.
No, I don't disagree.
You know, like, he just... You had to be... You needed to be really good for, like, 2 years before you start, like okay, you make some circus
and
catches.
And you need to be like Justin Jefferson.
Yeah. Right?
The dude's good. He's very talented. The Steelers are falling apart at the seams. I was looking so forward to it. I was so bought in with the preseason hype. Mm. And now when people, like, my buddies at work or whatever will be like, so, like, man, I don't know. The Steelers suck. It's like, well, you know what? I suck.
Yeah.
I suck at my job.
Right. So...
So, you know, whatever. But we find a way to get by, don't we? No, the world keeps turning, does it not?
Yep, and people are like, here we are.
Whoa, easy, easy, man, easy. I'm like, no, I'm just saying. And especially, like, Kenny Pickett might come back this week. Mason Rudolph getting jerked around yet again. Mitch Trubisky, just this total afterthought, emasculated last game.
Boy, does he suck.
He's not very good. But I'm not sure that any of these dudes are. I guess my biggest fear is if it's Mason and he plays really well. For a few reasons. Number one, the Steelers will look like fools.
Right.
Number two, I will have to eat a lot of shit because I have said some things about Mason Rudolph.
You know what's cool, though?
That were unbecoming.
He's not going to.
Probably not.
We might win.
We might.
I could see us totally winning, but, like, you're not going to be like, look.
It was on the golden arm of Mason Rudolph.
No, it's going to be clawing and scratching our... shitting our pants to a victory.
How bad are the Mason, the graphics and references during the broadcast to Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? How bad is it going
to
be?
Right, because this is his chance to, like, shine bright, and Tomlin is Santa.
Right. Tomlin's Santa. Yeah. Derelict of talent evaluation.
Right.
Mason is now the... loser cast-off thrust into the spotlight. A graphic of Mason Rudolph as, like, he's at Anthrocon dressed as a reindeer.
Yeah.
I'm talking red nose.
Right.
Tomlin needs to approach the quarterback situation for the rest of the year like J.K. Simmons in the movie Whiplash.
I'm in.
He needs to go into the quarterback room, scream at everyone.
Yeah, he needs to do some crazy
chew
stuff.
Them out like dogs. Yeah. Announce that Mitch is starting.
Yeah.
20 minutes later, he comes back into the room and tells Mitch to go home for the day and that Kenny Pickett is starting. And then a doctor is like, Mike, I don't know if that's such a good idea. Tomlin then fires the doctor.
Right.
And then the next day announces Mason Rudolph the starter. Head games. Keep them on their toes.
Yeah.
These quarterbacks are spoiled and coddled, and it's a lack of... They've been too secure for too long, and that's the only way
to shake things up.
I agree.
My son's getting to the age now where, you know, he wants to do things himself. He's very observant. He repeats things. And I am notorious, as you are. One of the reasons why we're great friends.
It's true.
We can change a lyric to a song like that.
We can shoehorn, sack, sex.
Anything you want.
Penis.
Make it weird and
any word, any gross word, we can. No one works it into a song. Right. Quite
massages
like,
it in there. You almost don't even notice it.
Right.
Right. So I do that around the house, you know, and well,
you got in a little.
Someone's been listening.
You got into a little hot water here, John.
Yeah.
So why don't you tell the people the song that you came up with?
Well, I was doing Penis Bell, Penis Bell, Penis Bell Rock.
A classic.
A classic. Look, a pop song that everyone, you listen, you don't have to work too hard. It's like I want to hold
Christmas
your hand.
Christmas and right? Rock and roll.
Yeah.
Together as one. Yeah. With the word penis thrown in there yeah. to keep everyone's attention.
Right? The key is not to change. You're just changing.
Just one word.
One
it's
word
a harmless that, word.
Yeah, it's fine. And I was reprimanded.
I was unjustly, I think.
Unjustly reprimanded. And my son sort of caught on, and he's going, jingle, and then he starts singing it, but he had his own way better.
This is brilliant.
Crushed it, right? All right? He starts singing it like this, jingle bell, and I'm like, oh, he's doing it right.
Good so, for him.
Yeah, good for him.
Good he's little doing, boy.
Right? Looks at me, smirk, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell, penis. And it was then that I felt the pride that any father mm-hmm. feels when he sees his son step into the world, step into the light, and take his rightful place
right.
in the circle.
He became a man that day.
Yeah. And listen, I'll deal with whatever I have to deal with down the line when the school calls and they're like, he seems to think that the lyrics to this...
You're like, oh, wow. You know, I guess I've been kind of waiting for this call.
Yeah.
So you want to move him up two grades? Is that it?
Well, people are like, he's going to be, you know, what if he says that at school and blah, blah, blah. It's like, and becomes the most popular kid in the class immediately?
Becomes extremely chill and well-liked.
Right. What's your point?
That would suck.
Yeah.
I mean,
can you imagine?
Are you hearing yourself right now?
I get chills just thinking about, like, the opportunity to do that in a first grade classroom again as a first grader.
Oh, if you could go back and do it over?
I mean, I did. And right. I know you did too. That's why we're here.
I'm glad that your son is going to be able to... He's starting an adventurous new chapter in his
right.
life.
Carry on a legacy.
John, I don't really know how to set this up. So I'll just kind of tell you about it.
Okay.
We've talked about it a little bit.
All right.
You know how you listen to an old Yinzer guy tell a story?
Yeah.
And the story has no punchline.
Right, and you're like...
Right. It's just like a thing that they did, and the dude will be like, to keep you interested in the story yeah. the whole time, be like, we were f***ed up.
Yeah.
Like we were drunk.
Right.
I mean, we were f***ed
yeah,
up.
Yeah, we were f***ed up.
Like we was f***ed
right.
up. Right, it's like because they like can sense that they're like losing you, and they're like, let's yeah. spice it up a little
yeah.
bit. Like,
alcohol. I mean,
rum and cokes,
yeah,
like Jack and cokes,
right,
whiskey gingers,
women.
I mean, if it could be done, we were doing it.
Yeah.
So anyhow, so I was thinking about like Christmas
yeah.
brags, because there is definitely like it is known Nirvana played Pittsburgh.
Oh man!
Before they went off, there's the whole
yeah.
thing. Manny Fader,
yeah.
he booked them somewhere,
right.
and it was a big deal.
And everybody's dad was there,
right? Yeah. Exactly, because yeah. there were probably like 15 people at that show,
yeah.
and it's like my uncle was at Nirvana when they were here
yeah.
and they played. He said it was unbelievable.
Right.
I guess he hung out with Kurt Cobain.
Yeah.
They was at Lefties in the Strip.
Seen him.
Right. So I was thinking about like the most ridiculous brag, holiday themed brag you
okay.
could do. All right, ready?
I'm ready.
Dude, me and my buddy, Siri Mosk, 1990, Vince Guaraldi Trio.
It was Stevie Ray Vaughan had just died.
1990. So they're looking for a new King of Blues.
We were drinking to his honor when that piano hit. And I mean, we were f***ed up.
I mean, we were drinking.
But when that, brother, when I tell you, when that piano hit, and I seen dude, I felt like doing the peanut dance, dude, like this guy.
Schroeder?
I mean, Schroeder was like, it felt like Schroeder was there, dude.
Oh my God. It felt like Schroeder, Stevie Ray, and Jesus was in the room. I mean, this is Siri Moss. This is 90, You know what I mean? Back then it was different. Cops would follow you home. You know what I mean? They wanted you to be safe.
Yeah, it was fine.
It wasn't a big deal it is now. Man, I'll never forget it when they, you know, because it comes in with that Christmas time. It's just unbelievable. You know what I mean? It's
the
crazy.
The magic of the season.
Oh, you're overcome with the Holy Spirit. I'll never forget. Again,
Snoopy,
we were f***ed up.
Woodstock. It's just naming.
Right.
Just like, I know what the peanuts are.
Yeah. Charlie Brown, Peppermint Patty.
Yeah, Lucy.
Linus. You're like, what is this story?
Right.
John, it's easy to be cynical about the Steelers. You know, we had a golden opportunity. We let it slip away.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, at least, the holiday season sort of, even if your team is really good, you're getting towards the end of another campaign.
Yeah.
And that's sad. Something you know, you're checking all your news sources in the morning, the spring, you're getting draft hype, you're getting pumped up.
Yeah, we're in it right now.
Exactly. Yeah. Now we're in the season. This is supposed to be the payoff time. And you know the guys I'm talking about. You know the people that I'm talking about. As soon as something goes wrong or we're in a situation like we are now, back against the wall, Steelers have to win out.
Mm-hmm.
And they stink. They're done.
Yeah. We talked about this. They've been hurt.
They're done.
It's a defense mechanism.
Hurt people hurt people.
Mm.
But you know what? You can't live life like that. It puts bad energy into the universe.
Right.
And one day, those chickens will come home to roost. We're going to visit now an old classic from Charles Dickens, updated to modern day, a Steelers Christmas Carol. It is a cold and bleak Christmas Eve in Brentwood. The last customers leave Scroogowski's hardware store as Eddie Scroogowski and his employee, Bob, begin to close up shop.
Mr. Scroogowski, can I go home now?
My buddies are coming over for the Steeler game.
Oh, heavens me! My buddies are coming over for the Steeler game! Steelers suck, Bob. Whether you watch them or not, this is a bad football team.
You know what, pal? I don't really care. I like to watch the games. It's fun for me.
Oh, okay. Well, let me ask you this, Bob. So you think Kenny Pickett is the answer? You think Mike Tomlin is doing a great job? Is that what you think?
I'm not doing this with you. Can I go home or not?
Fine. I guess nobody wants to work anymore because of Peduto.
See you next week.
Wait a second. Take this trash out. God damn it.
Mr. Scroogowski hurried off to his 3-bedroom home in Baldwin that night. He threw on the 11 o'clock news, laid his head on the pillow, and went to sleep, soothed by the calm and steady voice of Darius Chisholm, before being visited by an old friend.
Scroogowski! Scroogowski!
Huh? Who's in here? Hey, I got dog mace, buddy!
It's me, the business partner, you rat f***. Rick Dudas.
Dudas? Hey, you rat f***ed me. You got some nerve coming into my bedchamber.
Irregardlessly.
You're lucky you're dead, because I'm madder than hell.
Irregardlessly.
What is this? What do you got all these chains on you for?
I died doing a bondage thing.
Oh, yeah, that's right. How was it?
It was great. Listen, not why I'm here, Scroogowski. You've been negative and annoying about Pittsburgh sports for far too long. No one wants to watch the games with you.
Sure they do. I tell it like it is.
No, you're an unbearable drag and no one wants to be around you.
Yeah, says the dead guy who died doing some perv stuff on McKnight Road.
I think it was worth it, my man.
Really?
Enough. You weren't always like this. Come.
Is that what they said up on McKnight?
Stop it. Look at how you used to be.
And without warning, Dudas coiled his pervy chains around Scroogowski and transported him to Pittsburgh's North Shore and a happier time.
Where am I?
We're at McFadden's. It's the 2008 AFC Championship game, and the Steelers are about to punch their ticket to Super Bowl 43.
That's right, I remember this.
I'm shocked you remember anything. You dropped $140 on kamikazes and threw your debit card in the trash right before the Polamalu interception that sealed the game.
Best $140 I ever spent.
Just look at how happy you were. Look how bought into the Steelers you were.
Oh, that was a different time. Those were Cowers players. Those guys were tough, not the circus clowns they got now.
You also hated Cower.
Yeah, because he could never win the big one.
But then he did win the big one.
Yeah, the refs gave them that Super Bowl. The fix was in for Bettis. I hate to say it, but...
And just like that, Dudas used spirit magic or some shit to transport Scroogowski back to present day on Brownsville Road right after a homeless gentleman tried to bum a cig off ye old narrator outside of Rookies.
Okay, well, I know where we're at now. We're back at the store. Skrujowski Hardware.
Yeah, take a look at Bob over there. You're talking to a customer. Bob's thinking about asking you to go to the game with him.
Mr. Skrujowski, my Graham, she's got a parking pass. We can't get into the game, but we could maybe, after we close up, go down to the tailgate if you...
How much are you going to pay me to go to the game?
Nothing. I thought we would go and get drunk.
If they was playing in my backyard, I would draw the shades. TJ Watt's a f***ing baby.
My man, TJ Watt is a generational talent. You better be careful.
Whatever.
Let's go see where you're going to end up.
The year is 2031. A bitter wind stings Skrujowski's face as he looks out across Brownsville Cemetery.
Okay, we're at a cemetery. Hey, genius, I was going to die sooner or later.
Yeah, but look over here.
Dudas motions him over towards a headstone and some freshly churned earth.
Yeah, it's my grave.
Look at it.
Oh my god. Here lies Edward J. Skrujowski. Oh my god, we think he was a Patriots fan.
Dudas, why would you show me this? Dudas!
This is what you get for being such a jag about the Steelers all the time. People don't want to hear it. They just assume you're a Pats fan.
This is ridiculous.
This is where you're headed.
No.
If you don't stop.
No, Dudas.
This is your fate, Skrujowski.
Oh, please, come on.
Oh, no. Oh, Dudas. Oh, God.
Skrujowski awoke in his bedchamber. Icy light cans strewn throughout the room.
Oh. Oh, I'm alive. Oh, God. Oh, I'm going to change my ways. Huh. Little boy, little boy, what day is it?
Why, it's week 17, sir. The Steelers play the Ravens at 1 o'clock.
Wait, is it? Why do you talk like that?
I'm from Upper St. Clair, sir.
Ah, all right, checks out. Listen, Junior, I want you to go down to the distributor, get me a 30-rack of Icy Light, the biggest bag of ice they got.
You mean the big bag? The one you have to get a key for?
Keep the change, all right?
Oh, thank you, sir, thank you.
Oh, man. This is going to be a great day of football, you know what I mean? I mean, just...
Oh, and sir, we've got a 13% chance to make the playoffs.
Really? What has to happen?
Well, we need the Jets to beat the Browns.
All right, yeah, it can happen.
We need the Bills to beat the Dolphins.
All right, yeah.
And if the Falcons can keep the Patriots at bay,
they're completely
then
unreliable.
If the Vikings lose or tie to the Jaguars...
Oh, God. Oh, what have I done? All right, hey, listen. Get down to the beer distributor and hustle back.
Well, John, if that doesn't get you in the holiday spirit, I don't know what will. All right, let's look ahead here. Another Saturday game this weekend.
I'll be ready for this one.
The Steelers from the penthouse to the outhouse. 7-7 Pittsburgh Steelers against the 8-6 Cincinnati Bengals, who are trotting out a quarterback you've never heard of. I don't know what's going to happen this game, but I'm sure Mike Hilton will play really well.
Oh.
And that'll be its own sad thing.
This will be Merry Christmas. That would be enough to...
Right. For you to say Merry f***ing Christmas to your wife and storm out of the room.
Yeah.
Mike Hilton, pick six. Merry f***ing Christmas.
No good. That's no good.
Yeah. I don't know, man. You know what? Rudolph, if there was ever... It's one of those things where it's like, if the NFL's fixed... I come back to this all the time, only when it suits my own narrative.
Sure.
I'm like, well, if the NFL's fixed, this is my brain, right? I'm like, well, if the NFL's fixed, then they have to let Rudolph light it up on Christmas because his name is Rudolph and it makes less. And I'm like, yeah, that does make a lot of sense. It's horrible. But seriously, this would be the time. It would be a good time.
It's his moment.
I think I'm going down there.
Look at you.
I like the game. You know, John, I like the games and we're running out of them. I think they can do it, John.
I believe.
They're going to right the ship. They're going to catch a million breaks. Everything's going to fall their way. And the Steelers are going to back into the playoffs.
Be a dangerous team that no one wants to play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah, because... we will have had to have won three in a row, and we will be the luckiest motherfuckers on the planet.
Let's go.
Nobody wants to play a lucky team in the playoff, and no one wants to play these Pittsburgh Steelers.
We're back, baby.
Hey, that's it for us. We're going to see you in the new year. Huge shout out to Liveberg Studios for having us here in the Liveberg Sportsman's Lodge. We love it here. Huge shout out to our producer, Ben Stonium. It's the Untitled Pittsburgh Sports Comedy Podcast on the Bet Rivers Network.